I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Sara Nisbin is one of the world's most accomplished guitarists in the classical music world and beyond. Her resume includes multiple Grammy Awards, performances with over 170 orchestras worldwide, founding the guitar program at Juilliard School, and collaborations with musicians from the worlds of rock, jazz, folk, Latin music, and more. She'll perform music written specifically for her by acclaimed composer Christopher Rouse on Thursday, February 16th at the Holt Center in Eugene with the Eugene Symphony. She's here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for taking the time, Sharon.
It's a pleasure to chat with you, Eric.
Well, Christopher Rouse has written a concerto specifically for you, but inspired by the work of Spanish architect Antoni Gaudí. Where are the common points between architecture and your music?
I would say that if you're experiencing this piece, it's almost like listening to a Dali painting. So there are gestures of flamenco Spanish music, and then he turns that on its head and presents a surrealistic vision. In fact, the second movement is inspired by the famous cathedral that Gaudí built in Barcelona, the Sagrada Familia. So it has beautiful lyricism to it.
What was your process like with Christopher Rouse, putting your own personality into the piece and working with Rouse to develop this?
Well, of course, I had to give him a lot of guitar lessons, how to write for the instrument, and then do some editing of the work afterwards. But he really was sharp and caught on so quickly, and it's ended up being a piece that it's very virtuosic, especially the first and the last movements, and that really does show off the instrument, and one that audiences love and relate to because it's tonal.
There has been less repertoire for the guitar than for other instruments within the classical realm over time. Is that changing at this point?
Well, I've really made it a mission to seek out outstanding composers of our time, and I've had over a dozen different works for guitar and orchestra written for me. People not only like Rouse, but Tan Dunn and Aaron Kernis, John Coriano, many, many more. I even did a work that Howard Shore wrote for me to play in The Departed, the Scorsese film. I've had, of course, many solo works and chamber music works written for me as well.
Over the course of the centuries, composition in the classical music world has been a male-dominated field. Is there more opportunity for women composers these days?
Well, certainly, if you're a composer and you're a man or a woman, you can sit down with a pen and a paper and write. And then the next step is to hone that skill to the best of your ability and get people to perform it. In terms of conducting world, I think those are where the barriers are the most to break because they confront stereotypes about directorial control and authority.
Your career has gone beyond the classical music realm into so many other directions. There was the Grammy-winning CD Journey to the New World with Joan Baez and Mark O'Connor and many others. What are the common points between classical music, guitar, and non-classical for you as a performer?
I don't really look at boundaries because the instrument I play has so often been tied to the stories and the ballads and the language of the people of so many different countries. So it can be a folk instrument, a rock, a jazz instrument. I've collaborated with some amazing musicians from our time on an album I did called Sharon Nisbin and Friends, Guitar Passions. I have people on there who are guests such as Stanley Jordan from the jazz world, Nancy Wilson from Heart, and Steve Vai, also from the rock world. I've worked many years with Paul Winter from the Paul Winter Consort. And, of course, the Joan Baez-Mark O'Connor collaboration is from a whole different American roots world.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe. And there's no sickness, toil, or danger that great land to which I go. I'm going home to meet
And as you've explored all of these different genres, does it affect what guitar you choose to play?
Well, I have actually sometimes used an instrument that was built here in Eugene, Oregon by an amazing maker, Roscoe Wright. It's called the Solowette Travel Guitar, designed specifically to take in exotic places. I brought it to the Amazon rainforest. It disassembles, and it's very portable, and it uses a 9-volt battery. But I've also used it in my trio work with Guitar Passions with Stanley Jordan and Romero Lubambo from Brazil. That would be something special. Otherwise, I use a regular classical guitar.
It seems to me that being an educator is an equal part of your world as well as being a performer. It's been over 25 years since you founded the guitar program at Juilliard. Now, how has that program grown up over the course of those years?
Well, it was really an honor to be asked to create their first guitar department. So I've had now students from over 20 different countries, and many have gone back to become premier players where they live.
You have a really busy week here in Eugene, including personal appearances with Chris Rouse and a masterclass. What else are you excited about for this week?
One of the things that I'm very pleased to learn is that the Eugene Symphony has arranged to do a screening of the documentary on me, Sharon Isbin, Troubadour. This has aired on PBS, including in Eugene, and it's 1 hour of really exploring the behind the scenes with a lot of good humor. The guests are as diverse as Martina Navratilova and Chris Rouse and John Coriano, Tan Dunn, Michelle Obama from the White House introducing me, playing at the Grammys, and you'll be able to see a screening of this at 5:30 on Thursday, February 16th, in the Halt Center at the studio.
Did you learn things about yourself from having a documentary made about your life and your music?
I absolutely did learn things about myself because it was over a process of 5 years of filming. We thought it would never end, actually, and then exciting things kept happening. If I was going to appear in Town Hall at New York City on Garrison Keillor's show, then we've got to film that. So it really was fascinating to have to explore why I do things and who I am, really, in a way that I'd never articulated before.
And after all the accomplishments that you've made in the guitar world, the music world, the personal world, where to from here?
I still am very excited about working with new composers and new commissions, and I've just made a beautiful recording with the mezzo-soprano who hails from Argentina and the United States, Isabel Leonard. It's an all-Spanish program that will be released later this spring. It's an album that reflects the last 2.5 years of touring that we've been doing of music by Garcia Lorca and Manuel de Falla and Monsalvace, Rodrigo, Laura. So it's one that I look forward to seeing released for everybody to enjoy.
Guitarist Sharon Isbin, who performed Christopher Rouse's Concert de Gaudí, composed specifically for her. She will perform it as part of the Eugene Symphony's performance this Thursday, February 16th at 8 p.m. in the Halt Center in Eugene. There'll be a film screening of Sharon Isbin Troubadour at 5:30 p.m. in the studio at the Halt Center that day as well. For more on the music of Sharon Isbin, sharonisbin.com. Also see sharonisbintroubadour.com. And for tickets and information, haltcenter.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.